From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. For years, security experts have been warning that the country's banking and telecommunications systems, its power and transportation grids, as well as its oil refineries, are all vulnerable to cyber attack. Computer networks underlie that infrastructure, and if they're shut down, daily life could be paralyzed. And yet, steps to improve the nation's cybersecurity have stalled due to disagreements over what exactly should be done. Well, today the White House laid out its own proposal for improving the nation's cybersecurity, and NPR's Tom Gelton is here with us to talk about that. Tom, first, why has it been so hard to get folks to agree on a plan?
One reason, the infrastructure that we're talking about, the banks, the power grid, the oil refineries, telecommunications companies, is almost entirely in private hands. Close to 90% of this critical infrastructure is in the private sector. And, Robert, if you look at computer systems generally, you've got the military network, the .mil network, that's very well protected. You've got the .gov networks, somewhat well protected. But then you've got this .com domain that's the least protected. Basically, each company up to now has largely been on its own. There hasn't been much of a role for the government. The government doesn't have the legal authority to take charge of protecting private networks. If that's the change, you need new laws, and that's what's difficult.
So what is the Obama administration proposing?
Well, actually, they're proposing that private companies would still be responsible for their own cybersecurity. They'd have to come up with their own plans. The idea is that they know best what threats they face and how to counter them, but they would be required to come up with a plan. That's the key. The government would define which companies are under the critical infrastructure. They would then be required to come up with a plan, which the government would evaluate, decide if it's adequate or not. If they're not satisfied, the government would report that. It sort of would be a name and shame approach. On the other hand, if the government approved the plans, that would be a good review for them.
Well, given the vulnerabilities of the nation's computer networks, is that approach enough? Is it sufficient?
Well, the fact that it's entirely voluntary is, I guess, a little controversial. There are various legislative proposals in this area. The White House proposal is just one, and some of the others are actually quite tougher. The main Senate bill, for example, would include fines and penalties for companies that don't come up with an adequate cybersecurity plan. That is an area of disagreement. A senior official who briefed reporters on this proposal today said the position of the Obama administration is that the government doesn't have all the answers here. He said we want to enable innovation, not hamper it.
Tom, these sound like measures that are designed to prevent or defend against an attack. But what if there were a full-scale cyber war and these systems were targeted? Does the administration's proposal address that possibility?
You know, Robert, I've asked that question, and the truth is that those who are more focused on this prospect of cyber war, and that would be largely on the military side, are not entirely satisfied with the way things are going. They're saying that if there were a full-scale cyber attack, someone would have to be in position in the government to take command, orchestrate the government response across all agencies, give orders. And in this regard, one provision in some of the congressional bills would be to create an Office of Cybersecurity, a cyber czar, who would have clear authorities in this area. There is a White House cyber coordinator now, but he doesn't have those authorities. This is one of the issues that is going to have to be worked out.
Did you hear any reaction today from industry or from members of Congress?
Generally positive, generally seen as a step in the right direction. I think industry is relieved that the White House is emphasizing a voluntary approach. There are several provisions of the White House proposal that have to do with simplifying requirements and standards, and of course, industry likes that. Also, generally favorable reaction in Congress.
Tom, with so much involved here in Congress, also in business, what are the likely next steps?
Lots of negotiation, Robert. Very complicated issues here. There are some 50 bills out there that have to be reconciled. Not all members of Congress are really well-versed on these issues. I spoke to one person who's heavily involved in this effort. He said, Robert, very delicately, that the next thing that's needed is to have some member education up there on Capitol Hill.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton.